Extra, extra, read all about it.
Once upon a time was the golden age of newspapers in America.
Duffy, get set. We got the biggest story in years. It's exclusive, yeah. And I want you to tear out the whole front page. That's why I sent the whole front page out.
It was a time when being a newspaper man wasn't just a job. It was a way of life. Alton F. Baker Sr. moved to Eugene in 1927 and bought up the Morning Register, then the Eugene Daily Guard. He merged the two and created the newspaper nearly 60,000 subscribers read today.
Register Guard, how may I direct your call?
The Register Guard is one of only a handful of family-owned newspapers left in the United States. Grandson David Baker is current managing editor.
We get a lot of people who come here from other places, obviously. Many of them have worked for Gannett and for other chains, and they note the feel is different at this newspaper.
Most daily papers are owned by media conglomerates, and Baker says without a local link, those papers are most vulnerable when economic times get tough. Features reporter Randy Bjornstad started her job at the RG in 1988, prosperous times in the newspaper biz. Now, her industry is struggling.
One of my colleagues and I were counting, and we are down to 14 reporters in the newsroom. And I think when I started here, we probably had 26.
Bjornstad says attrition in the newsroom puts pressure on reporters to produce stories every day. That makes less time for in-depth reporting.
I do now what at least four people used to do. My writing days are Monday and Tuesday.
To get perspective on the changes at the Register Guard, here's retired reporter Don Bischoff. He's old guard. He joined the newsroom in 1960.
The managing editor once told me that there was no budget for the newsroom. In other words, we could spend whatever it took to do the job we needed to do.
Bischoff sits in his home office in comfortable sandals. His dog roams outside the door. He remembers the days of early tech at the RG.
The first time we had computers in the newsroom, I tried interviewing somebody on the phone using the computer, and the computer guys kept coming up to my desk. They were concerned that I was overloading the capacity.
In his 38 and a half years at the paper, Bischoff was a reporter, editor, and finally landed on the opinion page. He says that job was the best thing that ever happened to him. His decision to leave was difficult.
I felt that the paper had, I felt that the paper had kind of turned on its employees and developed an anti-employee, anti-union attitude in a lot of its dealings. And I think that's really unfortunate because the relationship between the family and the employees had been so good for so long.
Both these journalists say they understand the complex choices the Baker family faces. Expenses are up for ink, paper, trucks, press parts, line items for the print product. And Baker confirms newspaper advertising is at an all-time low. To fold or stay alive, that is the question. Digital media looms large, especially for 20-somethings. Print circulation is down, but Baker says RG readership is up because of the web and iPad.
And of course, the $64,000 question for the newspaper industry is, how do you make money doing all these things?
Media mogul Rupert Murdoch thinks he can. In early February, he launched The Daily, digital news delivered exclusively to the iPad. Murdoch's $30 million investment will cost readers 99 cents a week. It's U of O journalism professor Mike Taley's job to prepare young writers for a future they may not even envision yet.
I think there will always be positions for the best, but I think that they will not necessarily be positions in media as we know it.
Taley worked for 23 years as reporter and editor at the Register Guard. For 9 years, he and his wife published the Tri-County News in Junction City and the West Lane News in Veneta. They sold those small papers, but soon after, both went under.
The newspapers that we sold didn't have to die. The smaller the newspaper, the less it's impacted by what's going on in media, because in small towns there aren't alternate sources for local news.
It's 11 p.m. in the press room at the Register Guard building in West Eugene. Press operator Alberto Gill is responsible for getting this edition printed before dawn. In ink-colored coveralls and earphones, he and three others check digital monitors and regularly grab up copies as they fly by.
We look through the paper to make sure that the date lines are right and page numbers are right. And they'll see something that, stop the presses.
How long will the presses roll at the Register Guard? Dave Baker says his family's newspaper isn't going away anytime soon.
Who knows how long this is going to be on people's porch? Could be 30 years, could be 10, could be 50. I don't know, but we'll make it work somehow.
Asking a newspaper man if he sees a future in his medium is kind of like asking the Pope if he believes in God. It's a matter of faith. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.
I'm no suburban bridge player. I'm a newspaper man.